What's going on, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Market Update for San Antonio. I'm your host, John Barr with Prime Homes, and we will be going over the June data. Lots of stuff to kind of really cover over this month, as a lot of the current economic situation numbers are really starting to show into the data and what's going on. And in this episode, I will explain some of the things that you would think would happen are happening, some of the things you wouldn't think what happening are happening are not happening, and I'll explain why my theory is an opinion on things I've seen in the past looking at the data of what is causing those certain issues. So we'll go ahead and get into this as soon as it'll there we go. I hope you guys like the new format. Jonathan Barbera, my partner in crime with Prime Homes, went through and did a whole revamp of the outlook of how things are seeing. Also, I'll kind of give this disclaimer before I get into the numbers. If you're listening to this on the Investor's Journey podcast and not watching the video on YouTube, I highly, highly suggest you head over to the YouTube or to our website at primehomes.com and sign up for the newsletter to where you can get a link to the video so you can see the slides that I'm currently going over. Because I've listened to a lot of podcasts that spew a lot of numbers on economic data, and it's kind of really hard to determine what those things really mean without seeing them in person or watching the video to see them in a graph format, because a lot of numbers, a lot of fast, it's kind of, I really don't understand what that means until you can actually see the number as you're hearing it. So with that, we'll go into the prices. So the average sales price here in San Antonio rose 3.23% increase year over year to $281,353. So now a lot of this stuff I've noticed, everyone said, oh man, the price of real estate's going to fall, everything's going to crash, everything's going to end immediately. That's not how real estate works. Real estate is a lagger in the overall economic big picture because of the way money lends. Now, everyone relates this, they have the recency bias to the last recession, to where they talked about, oh, prices stopped and fell immediately because it was a lending crisis. It was an actually financial system crisis that there was no liquidity to pay for these houses and a lot of defaults happening within the banks. That's not the case this time. This is something completely different. So the prices still haven't been increasing. Like I said, average sales price up to just over 281, which is a 3.23% increase year over year. Median sales price up 2.9% to $234,000. And I believe that is an all-time high for here in San Antonio. So we'll see that on the next slide. Total sales. This doesn't surprise me that the total sales drastically fell by 20% year over year down to 2,869. Excuse me. And that was for May. And that's no surprise because April was when all the big shutdowns happened. So you got to think, like, when houses sold in May, that means they were probably contracted in March and April. So to see a massive decrease in the total sales volume is no surprise, because that's when the height of all the lockdowns and shutdowns were happening during were the end of March and April. So they fell 20%. Average rental price fell as well, 1.5% year over year to $1,508. That's not a big surprise either. Unemployment, this is where the numbers really start to get dicey here in the future. Unemployment fell 14.49% year over year down to 1,018,284. But we did gain back 51,000 jobs, which is fantastic, because March, I believe, we lost 40,000, and in April, we lost 175,000 here in June. So that, if you listen to the news, like, you hear that the economic recovery started to happen in May and June, and this kind of supports that we're gaining back jobs, which is fantastic for the economy, that people were getting put back to work. Unemployment decreased, got a little bit of a spelling error there, decreased by 0.5% to 12.73. It was up at over 13 for the month of April, which is no surprise. That's when everyone really got laid off and we were hitting the height. So the numbers are starting to look better here in May, but we're still not out of this by any means. We still got 12.73% unemployment here in San Antonio, which is not good news for the overall economic outlook and picture. Months of inventory for June were at 3.32. Now remember, months of inventory is how, man, there's a lot of little mistakes in this page. How we judge the overall market if it's a buyer or seller market. 6 months of inventory is your balance that they call the equilibrium between supply and demand, where there's not a real need or push for either one. Anytime that number drops below six, you're in a seller's market. It means there's not enough demand or not enough supply to meet demand. So we are still in an out of equilibrium, and over time that can increase prices. So a way to really think about that, like if you've heard this before, I'll explain it again, is if no new houses got put up for sale here in San Antonio and the same rate of solds continued, how many months would it take to consume all the houses in the market? And it would take 3.32 months to sell every single house that's currently listed on the market if the same number of properties continued to sell as a month prior. Now, April of last year was at 3.07. And so we did have a decrease from last month, but we are up from last year. So I'm not too surprised by that considering everything going on. I'm just happy to see that months of inventory have not just skyrocketed by everyone freaking out and selling their house and oversupplying the market, because that will cause prices to fall. Now, it is yet to be determined. It's way too soon, and you'll see in later graphs why I say that, if this is going to continue or if I can't predict what the next 6 months are going to be off of something that just happened like this. So the median sales price, you're looking at the overall picture from June 2010 to May 2020, what the overall median sales price has done. And what we're seeing here, if this is your first time, is your sales seasons. Up in the summer, down in the winter. Up in the summer, down in the winter. Months of inventory tend to get compressed more in the summertime because that's when people are really moving around. Kids are out of school. That's when people are looking to relocate, sell their houses, and move somewhere else. So that's our selling season here in San Antonio. One thing we keep that in mind for our business is we really love to buy in the wintertime, in November, December, January, February, March, because by the time we go through the renovations and we wait through our 90-day holding periods for the FHA VA financing, we're hitting the market right here in the summer times when the month's inventory gets compressed and median sales prices tend to increase. But now, like I was saying from the last slide, how it's too early to really determine what the overall effect on the real estate market is going to be, is there still, in my opinion, there's still a lot of funny money being pumped into the market via stimulus packages. So all the enhanced unemployment, which is making the unemployment number being so high, not being that big of an issue because people have cash still to survive. They're getting stimulus checks. Companies are getting payment protection plans, are getting the EIDL loans. A lot of money is still being pumped into the market. Now, I don't know what's going to happen when that stuff stops, especially if these lockdowns and these mandates and things don't get back to normal and this COVID doesn't take and run its course and pass through. But where I was saying is it's too early to tell because real estate is a lagger. Just looking at the past recessions, real estate follows what the economic trends and like the stock market has really done. So I think the last recession for as far as the stock market in 2008 bottomed in March of 2009 and it went up from there. Real estate didn't bottom out till 2011, 2012 here in San Antonio. Like you can see, it was falling up until that point. So it tends to follow the overall market. So I am watching what's going to happen when, if the unemployment rate stays that high and the money stops getting pumped in the market by the federal government, what that's going to have on businesses and the overall end consumer. That is when I will start to worry and see what is potentially going on. But as of right now, real estate is still remains to be very hot here in San Antonio. Now, rents. I'm a little concerned by rents because the last 3 months, the year-over-year price has fallen, which that's something that typically does not happen. It typically rises. If you have 1 month where it drops a little bit, the next month it usually picks up. Rents have not been performing like they have in the past. And I really don't understand what is going on with that. They're not falling off, but they're not increasing either. And I think what might be causing that is still all of these shutdowns still happening where there weren't people getting out, where landlords are like, you know what, I'll drop the rent $50 to get a tenant in place. So that might be what is going on. But I still believe in rentals 100%, to where if the recession, the economic outlook does not continue to improve and tends to get worse, people don't buy houses, they tend to want to rent. So that can push rents up. So I'm going to continue to watch that to see what happens. But now we are have been in a long expansion of increasing rent, so we might be hitting kind of a market shelf where it has been lagged behind, caught up, and now we're just kind of in that stagnant where it can't really drive any higher. Now this is a chart that makes it look like I made a mistake when I input the data, but I assure you that I did not make a mistake. I double-checked it, triple-checked it to make sure I put the information right of what the unemployment recently did from 1 month to the next. And what you're seeing is from March unemployment, which is at like 4%, to May unemployment, which just blows the rest of the 20 years out of the absolute water. And this is why I say it's too early to tell what's going to happen, because you can see, we all know how bad the last recession got of 08, and I was still pretty young of the dot-com bubble, but I've heard what happened with that and how things performed, and you can see what the unemployment rates were really doing. I mean, they were really low, and they only shot up over the course of a couple years to 7% and even to 8% during the recession. And we went from historical lows to blowing the highest unemployment rate out of the water by a 2x factor. We went from 7.5-8 up to 13.5 to almost 14%. So that's not good. If we don't see this continue to fall and take a very sharp drop, and the economy does not get opened up and money flowing through the economy and the government stops pumping money in, this could potentially get very bad. But we don't know how that's going to go, because one day to the next, it's one day at a time of what data comes in. But the unemployment is sky high. So keep watching this. So a number did drop a little bit. And if this number does not continue to fall at a very rapid rate, I do expect in the next 6 to 12, I could say in the next 6, 12, 18 months, we are going to see that roll over into the real estate market in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, if the economy doesn't open up and the government stops pumping money in here, I do expect it to be a problem. So continue to tune in and watch these numbers to see if that is indeed what continues to happen as we continue to move through this economic times that nobody ever thought would happen. Year-over-year appreciation, like before, prices are still appreciating. That is good for the market. I'm missing a piece of data here that is normally on here, but I'll make sure that's back on here, what the 12-month average is. But we haven't had it go backwards. But I wanted to track to see where things are going. It is lowest that it's really kind of getting back down in this last month. So we'll see if that kind of stays around these bottom numbers, or if we get the spikes like we had in the past, or hopefully if it doesn't happen, it doesn't drop below this black line and year-over-year appreciation starts to fall. But I did want to track this to kind of see where the overall trend was going. You can kind of see how fast we recovered coming out of 08, or the last recession, and we're hitting 10s and 11s. Percent year-over-year appreciation and started to compress down, hitting that affordability factor. But it's just really too early to tell what is going to happen. So now becomes the question, as I hope you guys like my little friend here, is where to market to get those more resilient price points of where the most in-demand housing is by based on month's inventory and overall price ranges. So I do it by two ways. First is by price range. Where is the lowest month's inventory? Where is the most sales volume happening? As you can see, it's in this 200 to 250 price range. And what is the month inventory? Remember, the lower that number is, the more in demand that housing is. So I put these properties sold on here because I want to know how many houses are selling and what is the demand for those houses. Where is your average buyer really buying the most? And that's in your 150 to 250 price range. I don't know. Okay, there we go. And you're looking at over 1,100. Remember, there's only like 2,800 houses that sold in, I think that's what it was. What was it? 2,800? 2,800. So of those 2,800, almost 1,100 of them are just in that one price point, and they are extremely, extremely low months inventory. So I think that's 600 houses sold, and there's still only I mean, roughly over 1,300 houses on the market. That is not a lot of inventory for that price point. So for us, we use this. It's like we really like to try to buy for our renovations in this sub 250 to 250 and below price range, especially for our rental properties, because what this low months inventory does is it creates a lot of demand. That means houses sell faster and they tend to appreciate at a higher clip than some of the houses in these on a percentage basis of these houses in these upper price ranges. So you can see that that the more expensive the house gets, the higher the months inventory is. So now I also do it by zip code as well, where the month's inventory is, and I kind of put a graph on here of what these low months of inventory will do or to a price point or an average price point for a zip code over time. So I've been doing this for several years now, so I got all the data. So June of 2017, the average sales price for the 78250 zip code was $168,529. Well, June of 2020, it is now $197,097. So that's $30,000 of appreciation that you had if you had just bought in June and sold in June in the three-year period. That's pretty good return right there. And what the cause of that is that is in a very desirable price point, that 150 to 200 price point, and the months of inventory is 1.22. That is extremely, extremely low. And 78250, for those that you don't know, is a very large zip code in San Antonio. It doesn't have a lot of the big developments going on in it. That's stuff that was all developed in the 70s and 80s, and it was lower price homes. So now, naturally, a lot of people flock to those lower price homes to buy a piece of the American dream, and it has pushed prices up and inventory drastically down. So we actually own a rental property out there in 78250, and the reason we bought that property was a big factor was the fact that it is 78250 has been a massive driving factor for or a big low months inventory in that zip code is a big factor of why we wanted to pick those houses up. So that is your top 10 zip codes of the lowest months inventory, and you can see what these prices have done over time. Now the caveat to that is the highest inventory. Now it's not to say these are bad zip codes, because you hear me preach in this that I might say if you're anywhere near 6%, don't buy. Not true, because while there might be high months of inventory, prices still have drastically increased in those zip codes, but some of them have stayed flat. So it doesn't mean they're bad zip codes. You just need to do a little more research and be a little more savvy in what it is that you're buying. The market is going to be less forgiving for your renovations than they will be in the sub 250 market. What I mean by that is you can get away with like the paint job not being pristine, not doing pictures, not doing landscaping, going cheaper materials in certain areas in the kitchens, the baths, the flooring, the landscaping and stuff like that. You're not necessarily going to get away with that in these higher price points and these zip codes for the fact that people have to choose from. And the higher the price point, the pickier the buyer gets because there's more to choose from and they have a more of a keen eye for that kind of stuff. So you really, really need to look at the zip codes you're coming in, what the months of inventory is, what the price point you're entering in at, and what room you have to make sure that you have the budget to really finish that property out in a very professional manner to make sure you're not the house that's sitting in the market for 5 months, which is the average months of inventory. You want to be on the market for 1 to 2 months. So you really need to keep that in mind as you're doing this research. So that really concludes it. Just to remind everybody, depending on where you're tuning into this at, if you're listening to the Investor's Journey podcast, please go to primehomes.com and invest. Subscribe to the Investor's Journey to get an email sent to you with the link to YouTube to watch the video, because it's very important to understand what the numbers that I'm saying and see them on a graph, a linear graph, to see how that stuff reacts. It's hard to hear the data and understand what exactly is going on. If you're watching this on YouTube, please go to wherever you get your podcasts and check out Investor's Journey Podcast. It's where Jonathan and me every now and then pop on there to give our tips and our tricks and things that we're doing in our business, how the economy's looking and where we think things are going, what we're doing in our business currently, and ideas that you might be able to use for your investing career. If there's any questions, my email is right there, john@primehomes.com. If you have any questions or if you want to see some more of the data or the full list of zip codes of where month's inventory are, go ahead and shoot me an email. Otherwise, I will see you guys next month. Everybody stay safe out there, and we will see you guys next month.